News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself getting like outside of the overly broad range, I like to say, of WVNN's AM FM capabilities, just know that it does not matter. It doesn't matter where you are in the big wide world, just go to the World Wide Web, click on Listen Live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. Just listen, we got folks everywhere. This audience is amazing, and it's been so cool to have people call in from out of state and to just, you know, check in on the show. I know we have listeners that send emails and social media that are all over the place. We know that I don't know how it's happened, but our podcast, which is like over 33,000 downloads now, our second biggest listening group comes from California. So I mean, we just love that. But all said and done, folks, rightsideradio.org is the website where you can go and hit listen live. And doesn't matter where you are anywhere, just go to that website and you can track us. You can listen to the show live. I got folks that were listening to me yesterday down in Birmingham, and that's how they do it. They're streaming it online. You can also find a whole lot of other stuff there, though. The website, let's just say the website's pretty robust, if you know what I'm saying. We got all our stuff on there. Copper and I both write a weekly editorial. Those are always posted on the site. We have the Right Side store. If you want to get a pair of Right Side socks, which is like, I posted a picture of me wearing a pair of Right Side socks the other day on my social media. But if you want a Right Side coffee mug or stickers or anything like that, or Right Side socks, the Right Side store is right there on our website, rightsideradio.org. Podcasting, of course, like I said, and, you know, bios about me and Copper. And we got to get a bio for Birdman up there, too. Copper, how have we missed that so far?
Good point.
We're not even, like, giving. He's the one building the website every
True.
Day. Good Lord. It just occurred to me. I was about to say we have the bios for Copper and I, and I thought, well, there's a third team member out there. So we're going to have to get Birdman. Have to get a good picture of him, too, Copper, because it just, you know, just deserves it.
Because, indeed.
Yeah. If we don't do that soon, he'll probably swap the pictures for us for something else. We don't want that. That would be good. Anyway, rightsideradio.org, folks.
Oh, I know what your picture would be.
What?
That camel in the hump day video.
Mike. No, that's only on Wednesdays. I can't do that today. I shouldn't. Okay, anyway, I love that commercial. Don't mock me on the commercial. That's one of my favorites. I used to laugh every time it came on. That one, and do you remember the commercial, Copper, where the guy is downstairs in the middle of the night in his pajamas talking on the phone, and he's going like, you do that for me? Really? Talking on the phone, and his wife comes out and says, who are you talking to? And he goes, Jake from State Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
I do.
Jake from State Farm, give me that. Well, they changed the commercial. It used to be hilarious because she would say, hey, Jake from State Farm, what are you wearing? Of course, he'd go, khakis. And then she'd go, well, she sounds hideous. And he goes, well, she's a guy, so yeah. Anyway, I used to crack up every time that happened. Do you know they took that commercial off because it was deemed offensive to the LGBTQ 19 other acronyms folks?
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, they ruined it. It was like, to me, it was like an Emmy Award-winning commercial. It was hilarious. Charlene used to, I mean, it would come on and she would stop looking at TV. She would look at me to see if I was really going to laugh again. And I did every single time.
That's great.
But, you know, as always, liberals messed up a good thing. Can't have fun. Which, by the way, that reminds me. Do you ever look at the Babylon Bee?
Oh, yes.
Did you see they got banned on Twitter? Like they got a permanent ban?
Seriously?
Yeah, 2 days ago. So permanent ban on Twitter. So if you're not familiar, there's this guy who goes now by the name of Rachel Levine, a biological male. He's in his 60s, and he is now, you know, claims to be a woman, and he was like the state health officer or something for Massachusetts or Delaware, anyway, and he's now a Biden appointee to the Department of Health and Human Services, I believe. So he's like a cabinet-level appointee, and so recently he was named by USA Today as one of the Women of the Year. I mean, just a biological man has been named by a national periodical as Woman of the Year, or one of the Women of the Year. So Babylon Bee comes out and they do their satire like they usually do, and they named him as one of their Men of the Year. And
yes.
Yeah, because he's pulled the wool over their eyes. He's literally been able to just defeat the radical feminists by leaving them not knowing what to do. And so he's now one of the men of the year. They got banned from Twitter for doing it. And Twitter will allow them back on if they will delete the offensive tweet. And they have said, we're not going to do it. Ugh. They're not going to do it. They're going to go ahead and take themselves to what some other social media platform and start over.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway. All right. Liberals messing up the best commercials. No sense of humor. What's wrong with you people? Front towards the enemy, I say. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Y'all hang on.